Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room and switchboard and in the archives. When you listen in on your iPhones and iPads, tonight's a very special show. We're going to make some announcements, and then we're going to promote HopeMill.com. And I hope you'll enjoy the show tonight. And I understand there's a good game on tonight as well with LSU in Florida. Boy, it's a good game. But Mama Joyce is doing the show. You could do both. You could listen to the game and to Mama Joyce's show. So if you can multitask, that's great. Well, anyway, I want to do some intros first. Please support Blog Talk Radio. They have premium services at reasonable prices, and they help others like Mama Joyce to get their messages out to the public and have shows that help others stay informed of world events, as well as ways to help yourself and others. Sign up for a free month to test it out. Tell all your friends as well. It's fun and easy and a great venue to network and connect with people from around the world. Also, we promote Chaplain Steve. He's got Christian-Bail-Bonds.com. He is a former hospital chaplain with a master's degree in theology. Chaplain Steve can help your loved ones through the incarceration process with a lot more ease than any other bail bondsman. He's Christian-based. Again, that's Christian-Bail-Bonds.com. And you can contact Chaplain Steve at 1-800-539-6143. Also, I'd love to let you know that the gentleman who does the intro to my show is Matt, and he has a webpage called mattspeaking.com where he does voiceovers. Also, there's my little angeloflovministry.com, my website, that has all my awards on it and some of the things I've done over the years in the community. And also, Mama Joyce promotes as if tonight, again with tonight, is HopeMill.com. They help our precious homeless in the various communities, and they've received many awards. Also, the WoundedWarriorProject.org and NDVets.org, New Directions. Also, NoKidHungry.org, ShareOurStrength.org. These are organizations that Mama Joyce promotes, and CNJCraft.com. So please check them out and support them as Mama Joyce does each and every week, and know that all of you, especially our precious veterans and our military over there who are listening to Mama Joyce's show, we love you and we pray for you daily, and on the show, especially Saturdays, we do a little shout out to you. Bottom Line Fighter was here a couple weeks ago. We were having trouble with the chat room. We got it up and going. So hopefully you guys can give a listen, or at least in the archives anyway. Okay, having shared the news, I wanted to introduce you to a wonderful project that I'm involved with in promoting, and it's www.hopemill.com. Their organization is completely volunteer-driven. Nobody gets paid. We have no salaries or space, and the space is donated. So all the donations are used for the items needed for care packs. Their care pack program is described in detail on the website www.hopemill.com. They hold assembly days to put together what they call care packs. These care packs are then distributed directly to persons on the streets, as well as to food pantries, shelters, churches, temples, and other organizations with a homeless outreach. They maintain a wait list for care packs and email a notification when care packs are available. And they also have a car pack program. It's not on the website yet, but it's a great way to get involved and have fun too, and to pay it forward. Their car pack program is a scaled down version of the care packs. They're designed specifically for an individual to keep on hand in his or her car. And when you encounter someone in need, you'll have a wonderful and much-needed gift to offer. You are paying it forward. Here's how it works. You and your group commit to raising funds for car pack contents. Be creative. Hold a movie night, a game night, or something that's uniquely you. When you've completed your fundraisers, if you've raised enough funds to cover the cost of 100 or more car packs, Hope Mill will hold an event at our warehouse for your group to assemble the car packs. They'll provide snacks and beverages and a little music to work to. You're welcome to bring a cake, a light lunch, if you like, but no alcohol, please. When the car packs have been assembled, guests then take their car packs with them to have on hand in their car. If you've raised less than $1,000, Hope Mill will assemble the car packs for you, and you could pick them up and distribute them to your group to pay it forward. Isn't that wonderful, folks? I mean, I came across this place, and it was no coincidence. Richie and Pearl are very good friends of mine. I met Pearl recently. I'm going to meet her in person before too long. Richie works at DeFranco's and goes to In His Presence Church. He's also an actor and a male model, and he told me about Hope Mill. And I got real interested in it because Hope Mill has a wonderful venue to help people and do an outreach. So I'm just real excited about becoming involved with them. And I wanted to also tell you more about them. They, in fact, they have their office is in Encino, and they have their warehouse in Van Nuys. And they are fantastic. And what they do is, like, just like I said, they assemble the wonderful gift packs they have. Now, the gift packs, let me tell you, they have toothpaste, toothbrush, socks, all kinds of wonderful things that the homeless need. You know, and for our homeless veterans as well. As for homeless, they don't discriminate. They don't, say, no, you can't have it, or they take away their dignity. They give them a hand up, and that's so important. Also, Hope Mill provides sturdy backpacks filled with essential items such as food, water, clothing, toiletries, socks, and much more for men, women, and children living on the streets. They've been doing this since 2008. They are located at 16133 Ventura Boulevard, Suite 650 in Encino, 91436. You could contact them locally here in Southern California at 818-201-9464, and Pearl Huber is the one who directs this organization. Now, here's a few ways that you can help. Monetary donations, of course, are needed in order to purchase the care pack contents. With your gifts, they're able to keep the care packs consistent, uniform, and complete. Donations can be made online at hopemill.com, that's www.hopemill.com, or can be sent to the address above, which I had stated at 16133 Ventura Boulevard, Suite 650 in Encino, California, 91436. I also have this information on my show page if you need. Also, they are a 501c3 nonprofit. They can offer community service credits for time spent volunteering for Hope Mill, including time spent organizing collection drives. To organize a drive to collect needed items such as men's crew socks, personal hygiene items, plain extra large t-shirts, full size bars of soap, or travel toiletries, to name just a few. Please go to www.hopemail.com for a complete listing of the care pack contents for more ideas. You can also organize an event. Plan a movie night, barbecue, bowling night, and let the price of admission be an item needed for the care pack, such as men's crew socks and t-shirts and bars of soap. Be creative and have fun with it. You are a critical piece of the puzzle. Also know that your donation is tax deductible. God has created us not to live by ourselves alone, but to help each other. Like pieces of a puzzle, we need to be united to achieve a beautiful work. Isn't that beautiful? Now, please, I want us to please support Hope Mill. This is a fantastic organization, and I believe in them. I'm becoming more and more involved with them, and you need to really go to their website, hopemill.com. They're also on Facebook, www.facebook.com/HopeMillCares. Because they really do. They have a heart for the homeless. And you really need to really check out what they're doing, because they really need our help. And in order to get our help, we have to be willing to get out of our comfort zone sometimes and see what somebody else is doing. It doesn't always cost money. If you don't have money, you could certainly donate your time. That's very important. You know, you can volunteer and, help pack the bags up and help distribute them. And like they said, have a fundraising event, and the proceeds go. See, nobody gets paid at this place. Nobody gets paid except with love and devotion and gratitude. And that's, sometimes you can't even put a price on that, folks. So I'm asking that you'll please support hopemill.com. And you can call in tonight at 1-347-850-1527. And I don't know if Pearl's going to be able to come on the show tonight so we can interview her and she could tell us more of what's going on. But I am going to be promoting Hope Mill every week on my show. And hopefully you will, spread the word, tell your friends and your coworkers. This is a wonderful place where they reach out to the homeless with dignity and with love and with kindness, and they don't judge anybody. And that's what we need to do, folks. That's why I'm getting so involved with this. Now, they have a wonderful story in Guideposts. And Pearl was nice enough to send it to me. It's Giving for All Seasons. One Christmas, my children wanted to know how they could help the homeless. 20 years later, we're still helping. Listen to this article I'm going to read. You guys are just going to be so blessed by it. And I hope it gives you the incentive and the motivation to want to do something, because, you know, we need to get more involved in the positive aspects of our world today. It's really important. So I'm hoping that you'll listen to this and you'll really enjoy it and know that that Mama Joyce is really really dedicated and devoted to causes like this. Before I get into this article, though, I do want to let you know that that Hope Mill was top-rated nonprofit for 2015, and they've been awarded a spot on the 2015 top-rated nonprofits list. And because of the people who have been involved in this already, they wanted to thank you. And the donors, the volunteers, and the outreach partners are amazing. And if you can go to the 5-star review for Hope Mill Incorporated and write a wonderful review. I want you to get involved in it and then write a review from it, please. And it's the 2015 top-rated nonprofit, and it's called Great Nonprofits, Caring with Care Pack since 2008, Hope Mill Incorporated. So I just wanted to let you know they've been awarded a spot on the 2015 top-rated nonprofits list. So that says a lot, folks, and I wanted you to really really embrace that. Okay. A cold, wet spell that December left my three boys with a bad case of cabin fever. Me too. At the first hint of sun, we put on boots and parkas and headed to the park. The boys tromped through soggy leaves, splashed in puddles. But at the playground, they stopped, staring at a group of homeless men by the picnic tables. The men had put up a sheet of plastic like a tarp to keep themselves and their meager possessions dry. They hugged themselves to get warm. "Who are those people, Mommy?" asked my oldest, Mike, age 8. "Where do they go at night?" Kevin, 6, wondered. "Do they have houses? What are they going to do for Christmas?" Nick, only 4, wanted to know. I didn't have answers. We live in an affluent neighborhood and didn't usually see homeless people. My son's compassion touched me. This was the season of giving. Perhaps we could do something for these men, she thought. Let's bring Christmas to them, I suggested. That week, we tromped through Ralph's and Costco, buying socks, scarves, hand warmers, soap, shampoo, apples, granola bars, bottled water, lotion, and the boys made cards. At the last minute, I added a few Bibles. We wrapped everything up in paper and ribbon. Friday evening, we piled into our van, and my husband, Terry, took us back to the park. The men were still there by the picnic tables, huddled beneath their makeshift awning. The boys jumped out of the van. "Merry Christmas," they said, handing out the presents. I could see their breath in the chilly air. The men looked stunned. "Thank you," one of them said. "Merry Christmas to you, too," another added. "God bless you, boys." It could have ended there, but our eyes had been opened. The boys kept spotting others who needed help. A woman on a street corner holding out a cup for donations, a man in a sleeping bag by the soccer field, a group warming themselves at one of the park's fire pits. We knew we had to do something beyond the holidays. It reminded me of a scripture my mom used to quote. She read her Bible and daily guideposts every morning, urging my siblings and me to look out for others. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Now, here were my kids bringing that lesson to life. 1 John 3:17. The boys and I put together care packages in backpacks, much more practical than gift wrap boxes, and took them in the van to hand out. I made sure to include something inspirational to read, a pamphlet, a magazine, a pocket version of the Psalms, or the New Testament. Word got out and people gave us donations. Our house became a staging area. One year, someone called and asked if I would accept 3,000 blankets. Would I ever? But I had no idea how much room 3,000 blankets could take up. Soon every corner was filled. But then we had officially registered as a nonprofit organization. What we needed was more space. I was praying for an answer when I got a call out of the blue, and that's how God usually answers, from a friend of a friend. I got a warehouse that's empty. I'd like to donate the space if you could use it. Boy, we sure could. Today our work is done by hundreds of volunteers. The boys are in their 20s now, but they still help out. We assemble thousands of backpacks called care packs filled with basics, something to eat and drink, toiletries, blankets, and distribute them year-round. That's the key, folks, year-round, not just at the holidays, on the street and at missions and homeless shelters. Now, with your support, we include guidepost booklets, and soon we'll be adding guidepost magazines, food for both body and soul. Mom would have really liked that. Mom's name was Mildred Hope. So when we had to register our group, we called it Hope Mill in honor of her. It was only fitting to name it after her because it all started when her three grandchildren saw a need and cared enough to fill it. Now, isn't that a fantastic story? And it's a true story. And you know what I love about it? Is it began during the holiday time, which we're fast approaching, and they continue to do it year-round. This is near and dear to Mama Joyce's heart, because this is what I have done the past 35 years in my own small way. I collect blankets and gently used clothing and new clothing and non-perishable food items and hygiene products. And I load them up in my little car, and I put them into the hands of those in need. But HopeMill.com, they do this on a very large scale, and they reach the multitudes. So I'm asking all of you who are listening tonight and in the archives to please, yes, it's wonderful, please get involved in this, HopeMill.com. Find out what you can do to be a blessing. You know, like I said, you know, if you don't have the money to donate, try to find a window of time where you can volunteer and make a difference positive way in our world. You know, we hear so many things on TV tonight, folks, on the news and all that, of all the bad things that are happening in the world and the wars and the horrific things. Well, Mama Joyce uses her radio show to promote the brotherhood of mankind and the good in our world that still exists. Sometimes you have to dig for it. Sometimes God brings it to you. But you can always, if you're open, you can always look and find a way to make a good, positive difference in our world. You know, and I love what Hope Mill is doing. I love the story behind it. I love that they're on the top nonprofit list and how you can connect to them and how you can become involved in their program. Once again, you can go to 16133 Ventura Boulevard, Suite 650, Encino, California, 91436. The phone number is 818-201-9464, and that's www.hopemail.com. If you do not have a computer or a way to access the internet, you could certainly call them or go to their address, 16133 Ventura Boulevard, Suite 650, and see what you could do to help and become a blessing. I'm going to be, like I said, promoting them each and every week. Pearl Huber had a meeting to go to today, later this afternoon. She wasn't sure she'd be able to be on the show tonight, but if not tonight, I'd love to interview her at another time. And you could speak to, as I would say, the horse's mouth, because she is just a lovely person, very devoted, dedicated. She's very sincere and very genuine in heart about helping the precious homeless. They're so stigmatized. You know, a lot of times we say, oh, you know, they smell or they buy booze or they're drug addicted. But, you know, I'm going to tell you something, folks. I've been doing this 35 years myself. And I want you to know, although they may have their challenges in life, and maybe a lot of them have checked out of life, some of them have been veterans from our wars and can't seem to plug in and connect back into our society, you never know what somebody has been through who's become homeless. You don't know their story, and you don't take the time to find out and really care and know what's going on. And I think we need to do that. You've got to use wisdom and discernment, because sometimes some of the homeless have mental challenges and they could become violent. And, of course, they're not approachable. So you want to use good wisdom on that. But a majority of them welcome and embrace the care packs and maybe a gift card to a fast food place so they can have a hot meal. Or even if you can't afford to do a care pack, a pair of socks. They need socks desperately. So think of that. Go to the dollar store, get a pair of cotton socks, even wool. I'll tell you why wool socks, because in the wintertime, when their feet get wet, the wool has a tendency to keep the heat in, even though the wool is wet, you know, the material. So keep that in mind, too. They also need warming packs as well, gloves, hats, you know, and non-perishable food items. So I certainly hope that you'll become involved in www.hopemill.com. And, you know, I just, this is, like I said, this is a passion after my own heart. I love promoting people who help other people. And this is certainly, definitely a cause that I believe in. And I'm asking all of you who are listening now and in the archives to spread the word and please become involved in some way, whether if you, like I said, you can't donate your money, you could donate time, or you could go into your closet and see maybe you're not using some blankets or you have a gently used jacket. You could donate. You know, a lot of times we give to the Goodwill, which is very wonderful, and the thrift stores, that's great, and they purchase things, and that helps the homeless and the veterans too. But this is a way that you could put these things without cost, without any money, into the people's hands who need them, these precious homeless and the veterans. Now, I'm going to play this song for you, and this is called One Thing Remains, because out of all the things, don't ever give up. God loves us, and his love never, never runs out on us. So this is called One Thing Remains by Christian Stanfill.
Up on me, stronger than the power of the grave, and constant in the trial and the change, this one thing remains. Yeah, yeah.
Higher.
And it's higher than the mountains that I face, and it's stronger than the power of the grave, and it's constant in the trial and the change, this one thing remains, this one thing, yeah, remains. Cause your love never fails and never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love.
So true. His love never gives up. And we shouldn't either. Listen, folks, there's times in life where we're very challenged. Especially now, these are some real hard times in our economy and for medical care for our seniors and elderly. It's getting less and less what they're going to cover. And there's a lot of controversy about all kinds of challenges that we're having in the United States right now. Well, I'm in Southern California, and I have a heart for those who are hurting in our world. I have a real passion to serve God in any way that He chooses me to do, and that He enables me to do. It's something I love. I love giving. I love sharing. I love shining the light of Christ into the world, into my days that I live in this earth. And don't always listen. I'm not always able. Sometimes I fail miserably, and sometimes I make mistakes and do things wrong. But I get depressed sometimes. But I don't remain there. We all are affected by our environment and the things around us. However, it's how we process what happens to us in this world and how we let it affect us. Now, if we could take whatever happens to us that's challenging and turn it into something where we can learn or glean a lesson from it, and then maybe turn around and help somebody in their time of need. Isn't that a beautiful thing to do? You know, there's been so many times I've gone through my life, and sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I wondered where God was in the situation that I was going through. But I'm here to tell you, I got through it, and He had His hand on me, and I love Him. I couldn't love Him anymore. I mean, I love Him more than anything. I love Him more than life itself, and He's been very merciful and gracious to me. There are certain times I don't understand some of His ways, because His ways are not our ways and His thoughts are not our thoughts. But I do glean a lot from reading the Bible and getting to know Him and talking to Him and praying and learning the attributes and characteristics of God and then applying them to my life and imparting the brotherhood of mankind and reaching people in a very loving, non-judgmental manner. That's important, because you know what? When Jesus walked the earth, He didn't judge anybody. He loved them right where they're at. And that's what we're supposed to do as well. This next clip I'm going to play for you is, I don't know if you've ever seen the show What Would You Do on ABC, but they have with John Quinones, I think his name is. And this is vets helping, how we need to help them. So I hope you'll enjoy this audio clip.
I've been homeless now for a little over a year and a half. It's hard. Believe me, it really is.
You know, I used to look at people that way. I used to be very judgmental because I didn't understand how they could let themselves get in that situation.
You become hopeless and you become helpless. We don't really feel wanted and needed in the community today.
You're just trying to actually get out of it, getting the support, what we need, where to get it, how to get it. It's not there. You know, it's not that they're holding it back from us. It's just not there.
You know, I'm just trying to do the best I can now. You know, I'm still working on my service-connected disability, which I don't think I'll ever get, but I'm not going to give up.
It's rough. We're veterans. You know, and we want to be treated as such.
You know, just to survive from a day-to-day thing. It ain't right.
I am a veteran.
Summer has come and passed. The end can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone. September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost, wake me up when September ends.
Beautiful song and tribute to our precious homeless. And I hope you enjoyed it. We just have to really become involved and sensitive and understanding to what's going on around us and be aware. I'm going to play this next inspiring story about a homeless veteran. I hope you'll enjoy it.
That inspiring video going viral right now. It's been viewed more than 9 million times. Shows that homeless veteran right there transforming his looks in a way that helped him transform his life. ABC's Bianca Goldrigger here with more on the story behind this extreme. And what an encouraging makeover, Bianca.
Encouraging indeed. Hey, George, and this just once again reiterates the adage, never judge a book by its cover. Jim Wolf spent a decade of his life helping protect his country. But when it came to helping protect himself, well, that turned out to be a mission he couldn't accomplish, at least not on his own.
It's the stunning Veterans Day transformation fit for a true patriot, one who up until now had fallen upon some rough times. Watch as Jim Wolf, a 54-year-old homeless veteran who served his country for nearly a decade in both the U.S. Army and the National Guard, goes from this to this.
We teamed up with a nonprofit group that helps the homeless and showed someone named Jim Wolf. He's been struggling with poverty and alcoholism for decades. And in this video, we show this dramatic transformation where he goes from, you know, really down and out to someone who looks like they could be on the cover of GQ.
And now the video has gone completely viral with over 9 million views in just 6 days.
We wanted to show people the potential that everyone has, even the people who look like the most downtrodden citizens, that they too have a lot of potential.
After 3 hours in the chair, a haircut, a shave, and a new suit, Wolf sees himself for the first time. His reaction is priceless.
You can see that spark in his eye. You can pick out the words that he says when he says, wow, and when he comes at me for that hug and he says, thank you.
And this project goes beyond just a typical cosmetic makeover. Bliss says that Wolf is already on his way to changing his life for the better.
So right now, Jim does have a roof over his head for a bunch of different reasons. One, he has been approved for his own housing. He should be moving into that in the next month. Who knows what's going to happen? Jim is his own man. He's going to live the life that he chooses to do. But it's unacceptable that we don't at least start, that we don't give him a chance to get on his own feet. And so we're going to work with him every day to make that happen.
Wow, how incredible does Jim look? And we asked him if he felt that he had been abandoned by a country he risked his life for. He said point blank that he doesn't blame the government. He just wasn't ready for the help in the past. Even his own family grew frustrated with him. He now clearly is ready for that next chapter. He looks incredible.
That's great.
Oh, it's fantastic. Been approved for veterans housing, going to move in. Got a lot of determination. We're getting a lot of reaction online as well. John Strickland from Michigan tweeted us, said, fantastic. Someone pointing out that dignity is often the first to go. And this makeover is sure to help restore some of it. Yeah. Bravo.
Amen
also,
to that, John.
Helga tweeting us, I love it. I love the veterans' reaction and resolve afterwards. Boy, you guys are right about that. Fantastic story.
Isn't that great? Isn't that a heartwarming story? You know, I'll tell you something. Sometimes there's all variations of people who are homeless, all different kinds of levels of them. Some want help, some don't want help, some aren't ready to be helped. But we could certainly help the ones who want to be helped, and we could love all of them and pray for them as well. There was a video my friend Drew was telling me that I had put up on my page. And this man who saw this lady sleeping on the street in front of his house, and it was starting to get cold. Eric, it's on my radio show. I mean, it's on my Facebook page. Yeah, that's true. That's true, Drew. Some are too afraid to ask for help, and some are embarrassed as well. And she was sleeping, in front of his house on the ground. And he decided that he was going to build her a little house. Shelter type thing. And so what he did is he took some wood and he took shingles and all kinds of things. You go to my webpage on Facebook, Mama Joyce, Joyce Lest, L-E-S-T, and look me up. You'll see on the page, scroll down, and I have a video of how this went down. And he built a little shelter for her, a little home. It was small, but she didn't have to sleep on the street. He put a little bed in there and a roof over there, a little window. God bless him for what he did, you know. And it just took some wood and some time and some love and some effort to do that for this woman who was sleeping in front of his house on the street. So, I mean, that's just one way. That's just one way to be a blessing and to help somebody. A lot of the homeless people have been hurt and mistreated because they're misunderstood. And Mama Joyce, back in 1994 in Southern California, the Northridge earthquake, with my son and my golden retriever, Max, at the time, lost everything. All of our belongings and our apartment that we lived in, and we were homeless for 3 months. And it was very traumatizing for all of us. We saw what it was like firsthand. There was people already homeless before that happened, but we joined the troops of the homelessness. I still had the ministry where I would pick up non-perishable food items and blankets and such. And I did that. We did have my car. I had a 68 Ford Galaxy at the time. So we'd fill up the trunk in that. And we go ahead and put it into the hands of those in need, our fellow fellow homeless people that were affected by the earthquake, as well as those who had just been homeless anyway. I never discriminate. I never am judgmental, and I never point the finger at these precious ones, because to me they're precious, just as precious as anybody would be. And it's important for me to love people and to be kind and impart the brotherhood of mankind and be an example of Christ's love and a light into the world and the nation. And every opportunity that presents itself, I try to do that. And if there's not an opportunity for that, I try and create one so that I can be a blessing. Because that's what I'm on this earth for. That's what I live for, is to serve God in a way that is glorifying to Him, and let Him do the judging, and let me be the extension and the love of God to all. You know, that's what He desires from us. And you know, I spend my time and my days. It's very important to me to do what I can to alleviate human suffering. I try to do the best I can. Some days I'm not up to par physically because I have my own challenges. I have osteoarthritis, advanced stages, and getting up there in years. So I have my limitations too, but I use this show to reach the multitudes when I can't be out of the house. And hopefully it inspires and encourages at least one person, I hope, to get out there out of their comfort zone and want to be a blessing to somebody and make a difference. Be mindful. You never know whose life you're going to save. You know, maybe somebody is going through maybe they're thinking of suicide and they're just about to give up, and then you come by and you smile and you see that they're down, you know, and maybe your smile or maybe you're taking the time to say hello, make yourself available. You just never know. Somebody you're working with, you know, may have some hard times and need somebody to listen to them. So I'm just asking that you make yourself aware and be available to the people around you. You know, it's such a hard time. We need more people to be kind and loving and to take time out of their lives and not be in their own little world, you know, but step outside of yourself. You know, I wanted to make a mention that Chaplain Steve and Drew and my son often support my show. Now, Drew and Chris, two dear friends of mine in Florida, are sending me packages to help with my ministry of clothing and stuff and shoes. And God bless them. I'm going to be getting the package on Friday to help the ministry. Chaplain Steve is donating gift cards to McDonald's so that I could put it in the hands of those homeless people who need a hot meal. So that's happening too. I've had also Arian Cole and Portia donate some funds so I can make hygiene kits as well. So God is moving in the hearts of people to become involved in this ministry. But like I said, tonight I'm mainly promoting www.hopemail.com, because they do it on a much larger scale than I do. I just, you know, in my local community, I do what I can. And, you know, I do appreciate you, Drew and Chris, for what you did and what you have done over the years. And I'm very excited and I'm very, very grateful to what you guys do. And the same thing with you, Eric. You've been such a help to me with the homeless. You've donated a lot of your clothing and given me gift cards and stuff. And you too, Chaplain Steve, and all of you there. I just appreciate you all so much. I only have a few minutes left on the show, and I did want to pray, and then we'll take us out with a song. I want to thank all of you for coming tonight and in the archives, and I lift up our precious military and veterans, all the persecuted Christians in the world, and anybody tonight who needs prayer. I want to thank with deep gratitude Drew and Chris and Eric and Chaplain Steve and all those of you at hopemail.com that are doing such a wonderful work. I lift all of them up to you tonight, Father God, and the firefighters and the police and the first responders and all the people in the world who need prayer tonight. You know who they are, Father. We, of course, lift up Israel to you as well and the peace of Jerusalem. And Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, all those people I mentioned and who need prayer, you know who they are. I lift them up to you tonight, and I ask that you meet every single one of those needs, Father, and may you be glorified with deep gratitude. We come to you with deep gratitude, knowing that you hear and receive our prayers and that you act with a hand that never fails. Thank you for what you've done in our life. Thank you what you are doing, what you have done, and what you're going to do. And we pray that, Jesus, you come back into the United States. We invite you back, and please heal our land. And we praise you, and we give you all the glory, Father. Thank you so much for this show, and thank you for helping the homeless and reaching out through me, through the messages of hope of Mama Joyce, and creating goodness and truth and love and light and salvation. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, this song that I'm going to take us out with is by Matthew West. It's called My Own Little World, and a lot of times we're in our own little world. What we need to do is get out of that and start helping each other and loving one another. Once again, Drew and Eric and Chaplain Steve and all of you listen, and Pearl and www.hopemail.com. God bless you all. Have a good night. Be safe. And until next Saturday at 7 p.m., God bless you. Thank you again, our military and veterans.
In my own little world, it hardly ever rains. I've never gone hungry, always felt safe. I got some money in my pocket, shoes on my feet. In my own little world, population, me. I try to stay awake till Sunday morning church. I throw a 20 in the plate, but I never give till it hurts. Turn off the news when I don't like what I see. Yes, easy to do when it's population, me. What if there's a bigger picture? What if I'm missing out? What if there's a greater purpose? I could be living right now. At a red light, looked out my window. I saw a cardboard sign that held this homeless widow. And just above that sign was the face of a human. I thought to myself, God, what have I been doing? Missing out. What if it's a
Give me open hands and open doors. Put your light in my eyes and let me see.